Concours Agricom 2005, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 11. Supersize meals send out the clown. Justin Timberlake, not to mention kids the world over, might be loving it, but 2004 was the year that saw McDonald's strike supersize meals off its UK menu for good, partly thanks to one Morgan Spurlock and the revelation that 10% of Britain's children are obese. It's been a tough year for Ronald McDonald. First, there was the UK release of Supersize Me, a documentary film in which 32-year-old Morgan Spurlock ate McDonald's meals three times a day for a whole month. His aim was to try everything on the menu at least once and say yes whenever he was offered a size upgrade on his meal. He gained 2 stone, his cholesterol levels shot up, and his liver, according to one doctor, began to resemble pate. Eating at McDonald's became about as cool as wearing a Burberry baseball cap. It was no time for clowning around, and the shrewd suits at the burger company knew it. They acted swiftly, phasing out all supersize options on both sides of the Atlantic and introducing a new healthy eating campaign, with salads and porridge appearing on the menu. But disaster struck again when it emerged that some McSalads were more calorific than the burgers. It was time for Plan B. Ads began appearing in national newspapers and on the tube, arguing that Spurlock's film was unfair. He ate a one-dimensional diet of more than 5,000 calories a day. He purposely stopped all physical activity, etc. McDonald's put together a website dedicated to proving Spurlock wrong. www.supersizemethedebate.co.uk. But the damage had been done. According to recent figures, UK profits have tumbled this year from £83.8 million to £23.6 million, the biggest dip in the company's 30-year history. So it all seems that supersized McDonald's meals have gone, but the obesity epidemic has not. After all, Burger King still offers the chance to upgrade your meal, and there's no getting in the way of a hungry teen with a hefty allowance. As for Ronald, we needn't worry. With a rebranding campaign in full flow, the introduction of yet more healthy products, and further celebrity endorsements, Destiny's Child and Heidi Klum will be loving it in 2005. There's life in the old clown yet. Fin du texte numéro 11.